customer service. Recommended by Which? 8 years running. Octopus Energy.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 3 o'clock, Parliament is being recalled tomorrow to discuss the future of British Steel. There are suggestions the plant in Scunthorpe, which has the last operating blast furnaces in Britain, could be nationalised. Alan Jones is the industrial correspondent at PA Media.
Whatever option the government decide will cost a lot of money. You know, the government have been saying all week that nothing is off the table. Hopefully by the end of the day we'll know what is on the table, because at the moment, you know, there's very little detail other than the MPs being recalled.
US markets are about to open on the news China's retaliated further with taxes on American imports of 125%. Donald Trump increased tariffs on Chinese products sold in the US to 145% in an attempt to encourage more companies to manufacture in America. China's called it bullying. The president says it's all about resetting the relationship. The UK economy grew by more than expected in February, with a 0.5% increase in GDP. It was driven by an increase in manufacturing. Ben Caswell from the National Institute of Economic Research says caution needs to be applied.
This is against the backdrop of a UK economy which is fragile and faces significant headwinds as well, especially in light of escalating trade tensions and the tariff measures announced this month. So while we don't see those tariff measures captured in today's data, that is still an ongoing concern for the UK.
25 dogs and 10 cats had to be rescued from kennels near Cumbernauld last night as a wildfire took hold. Managers at Crowbank say they had to drive through the flames to get everyone out, with 4 fire engines still tackling the fire this afternoon. Rishi Sunak's resignation honours list has been published. Among those being knighted are the cricketer James Anderson and the former Chancellor Jeremy Hunt. Michael Gove is given a peerage. The weekend weather. After a mainly dry night, expect warm, hazy sunshine tomorrow, with rain arriving in the west overnight. Then more unsettled on Sunday, with sunny spells and a few scattered showers, although the south will stay largely dry. Temperatures reaching 21 tomorrow, a few degrees cooler on Sunday. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Tim Humphrey.
This is Classic FM. From Global.
And it's time for your Hall of Fame 3 at 3. 4 entries last year for Carl Jenkins, all headed in the right direction, including this.
Anne-Marie Minhall.
On Classic FM. Music for spring.
This is Classic FM.
Johann Sebastian Bach, 9 works by the great composer in the Classic FM Hall of Fame, including his cello suite number 1, part of which played by Gautier Capucin. And our 3 at 3 for Friday afternoon started with Carl Jenkins at number 66, one of his 4 climbers, Addy Amos. And it was the Addy Amos Symphony Orchestra of Europe, joined by the London Philharmonic Choir and Carl Jenkins on the platform on the dais to conduct. 2 entries in 2024 for Johann Strauss Jr. The overture we're going to enjoy to one of his entries. This is Die Fledermaus. one of the best operettas you could ever hope to see. Die Fledermaus, the Bat, the overture to the work by Johann Strauss II. And it was Daniel Barenboim who was conducting the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra. That rounds off our Classic FM Hall of Fame 3 at 3. And a week today, drum roll. No drum. Okay. A week today, it will be day one of the brand new Classic FM Hall of Fame. The anticipation amongst all of us here about what is going to conquer, what's going to succeed in 2025, what's going to perhaps disappear from the chart. Your votes, every single vote is counted, and the top 300 is coming together. We'll start at 9 a.m. each day, Friday, Good Friday, Saturday, Easter Sunday and Monday, going through until 9. And I can tell you, on Good Friday, getting the ball rolling will be Dan Walker. I will then pick up the baton at 12 and be with you till 3. And then Margarita Taylor takes over. And on the last leg of Good Friday, Sam Pittis from 6 till 9. The Sorcerer's Naughty Apprentice. That piece of music should be called by Paul Ducasse and Michel Plasson and the Toulouse Capital Orchestra here on Classic FM. Lovely weekend. It looks like we heard your weekend weather with Tim just at 3 o'clock. So good weekend. May Classic FM be part of it. We've got Classic FM at the movies, more about which in just a moment, and a whole host of people with great music to keep you company. I was thinking, looking at what we're about to listen to next, music by Ennio Morricone, and how blessed was I? I think it was 2016, I think. Could be wrong, but I think it's 2016. An evening at Blenheim Palace to see Ennio Morricone conduct an evening of his work. It was a beautiful sunny evening. Everyone sat outside watching him on stage with his fantastic orchestra, and it was magical. Here is one of his best known and best loved pieces, The Good, the Bad, and the Downright Ugly. It is full on for Ennio Morricone, who wrote The Good, the Bad and the Ugly. He was also our man with the baton for the Czech National Symphony Orchestra and the Kodály Choir. It's 26 minutes to four. And you know what? Here at Classic FM, we love a good flick.
Every Friday and Saturday evening on Classic FM,
we take you to your favourite cinematic worlds. With Jonathan Ross as your guide.
Yes, I'm a huge believer in the power of film music. It builds atmosphere, creates new worlds, tells us so much about the characters. And most importantly, it makes you feel. I'd love to share that with you.
Classic FM at the movies.
Listen on your radio and on Global Player.
This evening from 7.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
The London Symphony Orchestra, and conducting it was Claudio Abbado on Classic FM. We heard the Scherzo in B-flat by Mussorgsky. We'll be right back.
for spring.
This is Classic FM.
I think that piece of music by Dvorak, it's part of his Serenade for Strings. It's a bit like a good, strong builder's tea. It just makes Everything Better. The Serenade for Strings was performed by Ima Zici de Montreal under Yuli Turovsky. Was the first movement we enjoyed. And before it, the March 17 Comes Sunday from Vaughan Williams, the English folk song suite. Andrew Manzi, and he was the man for the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra. 12 minutes to 4, 12 minutes before Margarita Taylor returns to keep us company and take us into the first part of Friday evening on Classic FM after The Merry Widow.
Thank you.
That overture's got a little bit of spice, a little bit of everything. The curtain up for The Merry Widow by Franz Lehár, and conducting the National Philharmonic Orchestra, it was Richard Bonning. I hope you have a super couple of days. Enjoy your weekend, and may Classic FM be part of it. Margarita Taylor is with us next after an update on your news and your weather.
Classic FM.
How about Specsave ears?
Not sure.
Do you get it? Specsave ears?
Yeah, but no.
Oh, OK. Specs, and we also do hearing two savers.
Think about it. Should have gone to Specs and we also do hearing two savers. Can't see it catching on.
OK, so we're saying Specsavers do eyes and ears. Senses savers.
Technically true.
Yeah.
But actually terrible.
Oh.
At Specsavers, we're hearing experts too, and have been for over 20 years.
Oh, should we just stick to Specsavers then?
Yeah.
Book a free hearing check today.
Fine & Country values the unique, the distinctive, the iconic. The features that make your home a true reflection of you. Grand, inviting spaces that inspire spontaneous get-togethers. Quiet, cozy corners that provide a calming daily retreat. Truly captivating vistas that make your everyday extraordinary. If you're looking to buy, sell or let your home, start your property journey at fineandcountry.com. Fine & Country. Dare to be iconic.
Hey Sainsbury's, my family's proper picky. How can I please them all without it costing an arm and a leg this Easter?
We've got prices to suit every taste. Set your table with selected Easter mains like lamb, beef or salmon, now half price with Nectar.
Nice. With those prices, I might have to pick all three.
For cracking savings this Easter, ask Sainsbury's. Sainsbury's, good food for all of us.
Nectar required, subject to availability. Selected stores excludes locals. Ends 22nd of April. See in-store online for details.
Fever Tree Mediterranean Tonic Water. Made with zesty lemon thyme from a small family farm in Provence, and essential oils from herbs that grow in the Mediterranean sunshine. So, if three quarters of your G&T is a Fever Tree tonic, maybe it's time to call it a T&G. Fever Tree. Mix with the best. Ooh, that takes me straight to the med.
Ever wondered how it feels to explore Europe on a luxurious river cruise? Or which local delicacy you'll try on board each evening? Ever wondered what it's like to fall asleep in one country, then awake in another? Or how our local guides always find the finest spots at every stop? With a free superior drinks package and all our luxury European river cruises, ever wondered what you'll raise a glass to first? Book with Riviera Travel, a Which? Recommended provider for 13 years.
You could be one of the millions of UK drivers who may be owed thousands in compensation. If you bought a car on finance from 2007 onwards, you may have been unfairly charged hidden commission payments. My Claim Group can help you check, even if you can't remember your car or lender details. Text CLAIM to 86688. My Claim Group is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. Text CLAIM to 86688.
Claims made simple.
Wonder why I'm surrounded by chicks? Well, they've been pecking away at our prices at Currys in time for Easter. You'll find up to 30% off thousands of products, like saving £80 on the Dyson V8 Advanced Cordless Vacuum. With up to 40 minutes of runtime, you can blitz the house in one go. Now, just £249. That's cheap. Sorry, in-store and online at Currys. Applies to powerful suction mode with non-motorized tool attached.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 4 o'clock. Parliament will be recalled tomorrow to debate draft legislation giving the government the power to direct steel companies in England. It's over the future of the British steel plant in Scunthorpe, which contains the UK's only remaining blast furnaces. The Chinese owners want to close them and switch to a greener form of production. The bill being debated falls short of full nationalisation. Lord Ben Houchin is the Tees Valley Metro Mayor.
This solves the very immediate problem of the impending closure of ultimately steelmaking in the UK entirely for the first time since the Industrial Revolution. There's a whole second question and second order of issues that need to be resolved over the coming week.
US markets have recovered slightly after opening down as the trade war between Beijing and Washington continues. China has announced its increasing levies on American goods to 125%. Donald Trump says the policy is doing really well and he's resetting relationships with China.
We would love to be able to work a deal. They've really taken advantage of our country for a long period of time. They've ripped us off. How people stood for it, sitting in my position is not even believable.
Defence Secretary John Healey has urged allies to get urgent military aid into the hands of Ukrainian warfighters. He's announced an additional £450 million of military support for Kyiv at a meeting in Brussels. Lawyers for far-right campaigner Tommy Robinson say his segregation in prison is having an impact on his mental health and making him ill. The Court of Appeals heard arguments his 18-month sentence